Thursday afternoon, and we had a great discussion this morning talking about Arnada's talk from Tuesday night. And this afternoon, Donna Smooters unlocked Banshee's library, and I'm in here with Satcha Darker. We've been having a look at the literature shelves, and he's been reminiscing about the fact that some of the authors who are featured on the shelves did make appearances at the Arts Centre in Croydon. So what's it like to be having a chance to look around the library?
Well, of course, I've heard about it for ages, so it's good to actually be here and just have a look around. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to be in the presence of all these books that have almost gained mythic status, and the fact that they've all, you know, Banshee's read them all, presumably, or read a lot of them. Some of them have got inscriptions from the authors or from just the people who gave them to him. Yeah, there's something about just actually touching the real actual books. It's very different from seeing a list, which would also be interesting, but I think it's great to have the actual books in this place.
And are there any that have particularly caught your attention?
Well, as you mentioned just now, I noticed there are quite a few books that I recognise from the old days in Croydon, because there were a lot of books were launched there. So there's things by William Anderson, for instance.
What did he do?
Well, he wrote that book about Cecil Collins.
Ah, right.
He also wrote a book about Dante. Don't think that was launched there, but it was certainly on sale there. So I saw that. And then, what was it? There was something else we saw. Can't remember now.
But it was Richard Holmes.
Richard Holmes, oh yeah, well, Richard Holmes is known as the romantic biographer, and he came and talked quite a lot in Croydon, and he talked about Shelley, and he also talked about his book Footsteps, which was about his own writing of biographies. That was my favourite one of his, but he also did these two massive volumes on Coleridge. He took about 10 years before the second volume came out, and in between he wrote other things. One of the things he wrote in the meantime was this book about Dr. Johnson, which I thought you'd be interested in, which was called Dr. Johnson and Mr. Savage, which made out Dr. Johnson to be a kind of proto-romantic because of his association with Savage, who was a very different sort of character.
So what was Savage like?
He was a bit savage. And he actually was tried for murder because he killed someone in a brawl, but he got off. And he was a very disreputable character, but he was a poet. Mm. And he was a bastard. I mean, you know, literally that's what he was. And he was a rather dark character. And Dr. Johnson used to go on long walks with him when he was a young man. And Richard Holmes was obviously fascinated by this. Mm. It was a different side of Dr. Johnson. He wasn't the sort of great sort of classicist that we think of him as when he was young, according to Richard Holmes. So that was one of the things that... But I haven't seen that here, actually, but I have seen some other books of Richard Holmes here. So those were the two people I thought of. Yeah.
So do you have a particular impression of Dr. Johnson?
I suppose I imagine him as being a bit like Bante, but I don't think he was. I think he had a very lopsided face, I think, didn't he? He used to have some strange, I don't know if he'd had a stroke or something, I don't know.
I think he had some kind of illness in his childhood, which is another interesting parallel, actually, with Banshee. I did read about that, that he'd suffered a lot of ill health in his childhood. So, yes, I was saying last night as well, they obviously share this love of words and also a very strong valuing of friendship. That seems to have been a theme in Dr. Johnson's life, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I remember Banshee emphasising that aspect of Dr. Johnson. Didn't he write an ode to friendship or something?
Yeah, Banshee did a seminar on Dr. Johnson's ode to friendship. And then he also did another seminar on his ode to Dr. Levitt. Dr. Levitt was somebody who lived in Johnson's house for a long time, like 20 years. And it sounds like he wasn't a very easy character, but it sounded like Dr. Johnson was very fond of him and very tolerant of him. And then when he died, he wrote this ode, which Banshee's done a seminar about. So it's just interesting, isn't it? Kind of unpeeling these layers about what is it about Dr. Johnson that Banshee so resonates with?
Yeah. Well, I think one thing about Dr. Johnson, I mean, I don't know much about him, but the thing I heard which surprised me, that he had a sort of religious persecution mania or something. That may not be quite true, but he was definitely frightened of the fires of hell. And I don't think he ever kind of really got over that. I hope I'm right in saying that. I'm sure I've heard that somewhere. And again, that's not quite how you think of... And Banshee is not like that, is he? So that's another way in which they differ.
Well, there's differences as well,
Yeah.
So is there anything else in the library that you're hoping to find?
Well, I have to confess that I went to look for Kathleen Raine because I once gave Banshee a book of Kathleen Raine's poems and I saw it, he's got it there, but I don't think it's the one I gave him. So he must have maybe already had it when I gave him the copy.
Well, he hasn't got absolutely all his books in the library here because, of course, he's got quite a lot of books in his flat.
Right.
So sometimes things aren't here and it turns out, like apparently, there are two more copies of Dr. Johnson's collected works in his flat, he was saying the other day.
Right.
and yeah, various other things. So it may be that he's actually got that with him, or else, yeah, who knows really. Yeah.
I was quite interested to see that he's got quite a large selection. Well, there's three books by Leonard Cohen, collected poems of Leonard Cohen. And I was quite surprised to think that he had that.
Yeah.
He's never mentioned him, has he?
Not to my knowledge, no. I've got a feeling we're going to discover all sorts of mysteries as we gradually discover what's in the library.
Yeah.
And we explore the significance. So, yeah, it's lovely to talk to you about it. Thank you.
Thank you.